It's time for the Rural Intelligence Report on Robinhood Radio with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One stop to find out what's going on in our tri-state region, what's been going on and what's coming up, and the stories that go with it, and of course a chronological calendar coming of events, which are just simply the easiest to find and navigate in the tri-state region. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
And thank you very much, Marshall. And it's an exciting week in our area. We've got Valentine's Day coming up. And of course, I've got a lot of Valentine's Day events I can talk about. But it's more than that. It's a whole week of celebrations and an opportunity to get together with your loved ones and enjoy the weather and enjoy getting out to eat and also out to play outside. But let's start off actually on Monday, because actually it looks like Monday is Dinner for a Cause night this week. We've got two events tomorrow. The first is in Millerton at the Oakhurst Diner, and they're actually calling it Dine Out for History. Now, the Oakhurst Diner, if people know Millerton, it's a real fixture in Millerton. And so if you want to go out for dinner on Monday night at a reasonably priced place, but which gets you out of the house and enjoying things, then this is a great opportunity, because they are going to give 10% of the dinner proceeds to the Northeast Historical Society to support its research. But also, and I think this is really a key thing, it's going to help it digitize its collection. Now, digitizing these historical collections are important because it makes the records available and accessible in the area itself, in the Northeast area. But much more significantly, of course, people from outside the Northeast will be able to get online and examine the records and add to the sort of general information about history in the U.S. So that's in Millerton tomorrow night. That's February the 11th at the Oakhurst Diner. It starts at 4 o'clock, by the way, but continues till 9. But a bit further north in Great Barrington, there is a great concert at the Mahewee. And this one is actually also for a good cause, and it's for Construct, which is presenting this concert, where 100% of the ticket sales go to fuel assistance for South Berkshire residents. So it's going to be hosted by Alan Burrows of Shakespeare and Company. And the performers include people like the Wanda Houston Band, a Monument Mountain Spartones, Joe Rose, Marissa Massary. And there's also going to be a special appearance. I don't know what she is going to be doing, but Rabbi Deb Zecker will be also playing a piece, I guess, one way or another. So it's a concert. It's at the Mahewee. It's in Great Barrington. Starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow. That's February the 11th. And again, it's for another good cause. So definitely two great events to go to on a Monday night. Now, Monday night is one thing, but of course, Tuesday looks like it's going to be book day. And there are a couple of really good book launches that are coming up. The first one we have a particular soft spot for, because it's at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck. And it's at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it's that the Chelsea Streifenenders is publishing her book called Studio Shape Up. And this week in Rural Intelligence, www.ruralintelligence.com, we have a story in the Rural We section where we talk about local personalities and people who really make up why this area is so good. We have written a story about Chelsea, where she talks about her Pilates studios, which are called, and you may know them because there are a couple in the area, it's called Body Be Well Pilates. And then she also talks about her new book, which she's publishing and launching on Tuesday. And it's called Studio Shape Up, The Keys to Transforming Your Fitness Studio into a Thriving Business. And basically, the idea behind the book is that it provides the information you need to make your Pilates clients both succeed and your studio prosper as well. So it's a self-help book for Pilates studio owners, and I suspect that a lot of other yoga studio and similar organizations will really benefit from it. Anyway, it's all being launched at 6 o'clock in the evening at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck. So read our story, and then get out there and meet Chelsea and see what she's up to. I think it'll be a fun event. But just down the street in Washington at the Gunn Memorial Library at 6:30, there's another book reading, which I think looks very interesting. They have the life coach Tal Fagan, and she's going to be at the Gunn Memorial Library. She's going to be giving a presentation and some strategies on how to live a happy and fulfilled 2019. It caught my eye because Tal is a Martha Beck certified master life coach. And the whole idea is for to help empower participants who take part in her life coaching. And it really allows them to work on how to define and reach their goals and then to stay on course. So it's if you're thinking about your life, how to take, you know, how to really make it better. And this is a way you can empower yourself. So she's going to be at the Gunn Memorial Library at 6:30 on Washington on February the 12th. So that's definitely something to talk about. Now, changing the subject slightly away from books, but still very relevant, in fact. On Tuesday, the 12th, Bard College at Simon's Rock has a big event. Every year they have the W.E.B. Du Bois Lecture, and it's this year, and it's an important event for Great Barrington because it really does celebrate one of its sort of sons, as it were. So this is an important lecture for the area, and this year it's by Dr. Keegan Yamata Taylor. And she is a really influential speaker and writer on racial inequality, politics, and social movements. She's been published in, the New York Times and the Paris Review and the Los Angeles Times and all sorts of other newspapers and magazines. But her books include, for example, From Hashtag Black Lives Matter to Black Liberation. And she edited a book which some people may have come across, How We Get Free, Black Feminism and the Combahee River Collective, which is the winner of the Lambda Literary Award for LGBTQ nonfiction in 2018. So she's going to be giving a talk. She's an assistant professor of African American Studies at Princeton. She's going to be talking about the legacy of W.E.B. Du Bois. So if you are a fan of his and his importance to Great Barrington, you may want to go along to the Bard College at Simon's Rock on Tuesday evening, February the 12th at 7 o'clock in the evening. But one other thing we ought to move on to is February the 14th. We've got these big events coming up, but I'm not going to start off with specific Valentine's Day events, but something that is really going to be is turning out to be one of the most significant events in February in our area, and that is the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival in Pittsfield, which has been really a great success over the last many years now. But I want so let's start off with one of the major events that starts off. It's Barrington Stage. They're going to have their 10 by 10 new play festival starting off on February the 14th. Every event has sort of 10 elements to it. And the Barrington Stage Company has really made a great success of having 10-minute plays by 10 different playwrights. So go to their website if you want to see it. What I love about attending these is that if it's a terrible play and you think to yourself, oh my gosh, I can't stand it, at least you know it's only going to be like 10 minutes, so it's not a disaster. Another 10-minute play comes along and it is absolutely wonderful, and you say, oh, the whole coming to this event was really worth it just for that one play. So Barrington Stage, so it starts, by the way, at Barrington Stage Company on February the 14th, but their 10 by 10 play festival continues through to March the 10th. Surprise, surprise. So that's definitely one of the major events at the Pittsville 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival. But it's not just the Barrington Stage Company. There will be events held over the next few weeks at Beacon Cinema, Berkshire Athenaeum, Berkshire Historical Society, the Berkshire Art Association is getting involved, the Berkshire International Film Festival is involved, Berkshire Museum, Berkshire Theatre Group, Berkshire United Way, Hancock Shaker Village gets involved, Jacob's Pillow is involved, and there's even a word-by-word event as well. So it really, the town really gets together. They really celebrate getting people out of the houses in middle of February. And I think the City of Pittsfield's Office of Cultural Development, which organizes this, has just done a great job and really should be all kudos to them for the work they've done on that. So that all starts and it's goes on for 10 days on February the 14th. But it's not just Valentine's Day, as it were, for that. There are a whole series of events around the area where you can get some lovely dinners and socialize with significant others. So on Thursday the 14th, the Proprietor's Lodge in Pittsfield has a whole dinner special. There will be three different dinner specials which are available to the normal restaurant menu. And the lovely thing about this, and the reason I mention it particularly, is that they will have a children's room with free babysitting for kids that are 10 and younger. So you can go along. There will be music, which starts at 8 o'clock in the evening. But then, and you can have a quiet dinner and leave the kids there and enjoy things. That's at the Proprietor's Lodge. Obviously, you're going to check all of these out online and make reservations where necessary. Another great event is in Dalton at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. And the reason I mention it particularly is because Amy Lovelace is the chef for this event. She is the chef at the Dreamaway Lodge, which is an amazing restaurant, but obviously she's it's not open at this time of year. So she is going to be at the Stationery Factory on February the 14th. It kicks off at 6 o'clock, and then there's going to be a big concert after dinner with Danger Bird. So that should be a great fun event. It's called a Valentine's Dinner at Show at the Stationery Factory, and do check that out. A bit further south down in Sheffield, the Bracebrook Lodge, there looks to be also a lovely event, much more romantic, I suspect. They are having a Valentine's dinner and love songs, and they brought in the singer Catherine Hancock and the singer-guitarist Doug Schmaltz, and they are going to have an intimate evening of love songs from the Great American Songbook. Whilst you're having dinner, the repertoire includes, you know, songs from Gershwin and Irving Berlin and Kurt Weill, Hoagy Carmichael, and the menu is very reasonably priced. There's a wine pairing if you're interested as well, and Racebrook Lodge does really wonderful food. So do check that out. Those are three great events where you can go with your significant other or a friend and really enjoy the evening. Those all occur on Thursday the 14th, but don't give up. There are a lot of other events over the weekend, which I think we should mention. The first of all is on Friday, February the 15th, and runs through the Sunday the 17th at Hudson Hall. Hudson Hall last year started, obviously Hudson Hall is in Hudson. Hudson Hall started a jazz festival in last year, and it turned out to be a real success. They're continuing it this year, so this is their second annual jazz festival, and it continues over the weekend. You'll have to check out their website for all the times, but there will be performances by Bobby Sanbria and his quartet. There's the saxophonist David Liebman. There's an avant-garde vocalist, Jay Clayton, and all sorts of other people playing, including the festival curator Armin Donlian and his Two Rivers Ensemble. And there will be workshops, there's a piano summit, a film screening, all sorts of other things. So Hudson will be busy starting February the 15th and through that weekend, all at Hudson Hall, really all to celebrate jazz in one form or another. By the way, if you're in Hudson on the 15th, you may also, that's Friday, you may want to check out having these Friday night sales at the Stair Galleries. On Friday this week, starting at 6 o'clock, there's a really interesting series of sales. There's a single owner sequence, they call it, from the collector and Egyptologist called William Kelly Simpson. And I guess has an amazing collection of Egyptology type of issues as well. But there are a whole series of other items on sale, textiles, leather accessories, and European works on paper. There's be silver items, Chinese works of art, all sorts of traditional furniture as well at Stair Galleries on Friday. Oh, one other thing Friday night we definitely ought to mention down there in Torrington. You know, the Warner Theatre just really makes all the difference to the Torrington area and brings in all sorts of interesting events, but then does a lot of support for local events as well. And the Susan B. Anthony Project is really very worthwhile project based down there in the northwest corner. The Warner Theatre at 7 o'clock on Friday evening is hosting a special showing of The Vagina Monologues, which is a really great work. It's particularly, I guess, relevant for the Susan B. Anthony project. I think I don't have to talk much about it. People will have heard about it. It's an Obie Award-winning work, and it's definitely worthwhile going to and taking. I think that's a family event one way and another. So that's really worthwhile thinking about. Oh, and since we're talking about Friday night, there are a couple of little concerts which, not so little, but really are lovely. Up there in Tivoli, in the listening room at Murray's Sanctuary, they're going to be hosting Matthew Perryman Jones. Now, he's a Nashville-based singer-songwriter. He's touring with his latest album, which is called The Waking Hours. Most of his tour locations are in major markets and in big, big venues. As everyone knows, the listening room is really it's a lovely, intimate venue. So you have a chance to see somebody normally, you know, who's in a big location, and you can actually go and see him in a much more, a much more intimate space. So check out Matthew Perryman Jones at the Listening Room in Tivoli on Friday evening. That starts at 8 o'clock. And in the barn at Egremont Village, there in Egremont, there is also a lot, which is definitely worth going to, they're having something called Cosmo, and it features Jesse Harris. Now, Cosmo is the instrumental project, apparently, of the Jesse Harris, who is a Grammy Award-winning songwriter. The show features Jesse on guitar with an all-star lineup, including C.J. Camerari on trumpet, Tony Schler on bass, Jeremy Gustin on drums. They have a couple of other performers as well joining them. And the barn at Egremont Village Inn is a great location as well if you're really looking for a fun evening out, relatively intimate, and just and right in the middle of our territory as well, so easy to get to for a lot of people. So Friday is pretty booked up, but then we better start getting going on Saturday, because that's really busy. I want to mention, first of all, that the Berkshire Groans Indoor Farmers Market is back on again on Saturday. Starts at 10 o'clock. It's at the Monument Valley Middle School in Great Barrington. You know the form by now. They've got a tremendous selection of locally grown and produced foods, and they have some gifts as well, if that's something worthwhile having. So fruits and vegetables and cheeses and meats and breads, all those type of things, all sorts of other, they have music on, and there's a chance of picking up your lunch as well. So that's on Saturday, February the 16th at Monument Valley Middle School. So try and get to there. If you're interested in trying to grow some of your vegetables for next summer, you may want to go to Red Hook Library in Red Hook, 1 o'clock, because the library is having a series of talks starting on Saturday about what they call frugal gardening, starting seeds for your vegetable garden. And Victoria Rolfe, who is a really active master gardener volunteer with the Cornell Economic Development Department in Dutchess County, and she's she's going to be teaching a series of classes on growing successful vegetable gardens. So you have to start planning now. The first installment is, as I say, on Saturday, and then there will be a whole series of subsequent talks about how to raise these healthy seedlings and how to transfer them outside and maintenance when they're outside and all that type of thing. So she will be talking, and the first one is on February the 16th, Saturday, at the Red Hook Library. Now, there are a couple of other events which I think will be great fun. The first of which on Saturday is down in Washington at the Institute for American Indian Studies. Now, I found out, I don't know why I'd missed the Institute for American Indian Studies before. I thought I knew the area pretty well, but I found out about this about a month or so ago, and it looks like they just have so many interesting courses there. And at 1:30 on Saturday, Alan Madaby, who is an Ojibwe artist and musician, going to be there and talking about and demonstrating the Native American courting flute. I must admit, I had no idea that there was a courting flute. He's going to be talking about the significance of the courting flute, and he apparently has a collection of them, and he's going to be bringing them, some of them, along and describing the construction, and I suspect there will be a few demonstrations. It sounds absolutely fascinating. It's at the Institute for American Indian Studies in Washington. It starts at 1:30, and it's going to be really busy, so you will need to make a reservation in advance. So go there via the Rural Intelligence website. We have a link to their website, so do check that out. Also on Saturday is something for couples as well, a sort of a Valentine's type of weekend event. In Windsor at Notch View, there is a couples ski or snowshoe scavenger hunt. Great fun to go along to. So the idea is that you go along with a friend, and there are all sorts of hidden hearts along one of the snowshoe trails. So if you collect them, you will be able to receive a prize. But the important thing is to get out, get some fresh air, and then afterwards you get a chance to enjoy some snacks and Valentine's Day drinks in the lodge at the Après Ski event. That's at 4:00 in the afternoon. So it starts at 1:00, but and you can go at any time. Snowshoe rental is included, by the way, and it's a good idea to make reservations in advance to make sure that you've got the rental equipment is available as well. So check that out and click on the link from Rural Intelligence to get directly to their website. A couple of other lovely Valentine's events I was going to mention. The first of all is actually on Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th, at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox. They are having what they're calling their Valentine's Surprise. And I think they've done this in the past. I haven't checked, I think they've done this in the past, where they have a whole series of their Shakespeare and Company actors present scenes of Shakespeare's famous lovers. And so there is a lovely series of montages of events going on. It's definitely worthwhile going to. They do it extremely well. I've seen some of these events in the past. They do extremely well. And they do mix it up with obviously some of these famous scenes, these love between lovers in Shakespeare and Company. But then also they have some wild surprises mixed in as well. So it's a great fun event. Something that we shouldn't forget on Saturday the 16th down in Falls Village is this really successful event that they have every year at the David Hunt Library. It's a midwinter's night in the village, and this is it's really famous in the area because it's a big fundraiser for the library, and they have this famous 16-foot-long breadboard, which is piled high with a whole variety of homemade breads, ranging from, well, they have these dessert loaves, which are absolutely fabulous, but then the ones that I love are the really hearty, savory breads. And then, of course, it's all accompanied by wonderful hors d'oeuvres and also chocolate treats if you're interested in that sort of thing. And then they have really great fun local entertainment from local villagers who really want to participate, who perform all sorts of poetry and song. And there was a comedian, because of the weekend there will be a lot of focus on love, but there will be a lot of laughter as well. I have a funny feeling. So if you want to support the library in Falls Village, this is your opportunity to do it. As it starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, but it's not a late evening, it finishes at 8, but it's a wonderful way of supporting the library there. And then one last thing I wanted to mention, it's a 2-for-1, as it were. There's an event on February the 16th, that's the Saturday, February the 16th, at St. James's Place in Great Barrington. But then it's going to be repeated on Sunday, February the 17th, at Trinity Church in Lakeville. So I think, which is a really clever idea, and it's Crescendo, this presenting organization and concerts, and they are presenting the Consort of Ladies. And it looks absolutely a delightful event. So you get a chance to see it if you're in the sort of Great Barrington area or down in the Trinity Church area in Lakeville. So it's all about celebrating the artistic virtuosity of the 16th century Italian women's ensemble, which was called the Concerta del Donne. Which was probably the first of its kind. And they have brought in the sopranos Catherine Hancock, Rebecca Palmer, and Jennifer Tayo, and they will be performing music of that time from the 16th century, which is particularly highly expressive. It's obviously, and this is relevant, it's often about the bittersweet contradictions of love. They're all accompanied by the artistic director, Christine Gavert, who will be accompanying them on the organ and harpsichord. So that pretty much is a very full week in the Robin Hood and Rural Intelligence area.
And you got to love this week. Ha ha. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, Marshall. Speak to you then.